reading from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. A prudent man gives thoughts to his steps. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. We're finishing up our series by Pastor Rick Warren, Habits That Help You Hold On During Hard Times. We've been broadcasting this on Tuesday and Wednesdays for a couple months now, and today we're going to look at how drawing a stepladder showing each steps will help you to accomplish your God-given goals. We'll look at enlisting a friend to walk alongside you. We'll learn about realizing missteps are how we learn, and most importantly, take a baby step each and every day. Here's Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church on helping us to learn to move forward towards our goals.
And the fifth step is an important step. Write this down. Draw a stepladder showing each step. We're talking about, you have something in your mind, you say, I believe God wants me to do this with my life, but I'm here and that's there. There are steps in between. Well, sometimes it helps just to create a visual tool as an aid to assist you in thinking through the steps. So just sit down, get a piece of paper, draw two sidelines and draw some steps like it's a ladder. And then on the first rung of the ladder, you write down what you need to do first. What's the first thing I need to do? And on the top rung of the ladder, you write, this is the goal that I want to reach. And then you visualize each step up the ladder. Okay? And at the top of the ladder, you write down your ultimate goal, and then you start filling in the steps in between. Now, let me say this. Some of the steps between you and your goal, you don't have to wait on God to get an answer for. It's just going to be common sense. And so you need to just sit down and take the time to seriously think about it. The Bible says this. You sit down, you be quiet, and you ask God to guide you, and then you just think about where you're going to go. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? All of your life is in the future. You can't go backwards. You can only go forward. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? You know, God revealed a lot of his will for your future when he gave you a brain, but you have to use it. That's why the Bible says this. Look there on your outline. Proverbs 14, verse 15 says, a prudent man gives thought to his steps. We're talking about steps, the steps to getting to your goal. A prudent man gives thoughts to his steps. Have you ever done that? How long has it been since you thought through the next steps in your life? Or are you just drifting along? A mark of wisdom says the prudent man gives thought to his steps. You think through each step of your life. So you need to take the time to create a vision ladder or a dream ladder. And you need to ask this question. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. You ask, what do I need to do today in order to get where I want to be tomorrow? What do I need to do today in order to get where I want to be tomorrow? The problem why most people never reach their goals, they can't delay gratification. I have to do what I want to do right now, and it's what I feel like doing. But people who are successful do what they don't feel like doing today so they can enjoy what they really want to feel like tomorrow. And so what do I need to do today that I can work on? That the Bible says that's what a wise person does. They think through the steps. They think through their life. They think through their goal. And you break down your goal in these digestible pieces. You've heard that old cliche, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's how you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. Inch by inch, anything is a cinch. Life by the yard is hard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. What does the Bible have to say about this? Look at this verse. Proverbs 4:26 tells us, know where you're headed, and you will stay on solid ground. Now, that verse, Proverbs 4:26, both a proverb and a promise. If you know where you're headed, you've marked out your steps, you've considered the barriers, you've done all these first five steps that I've talked about, then he says, you're going to stay on solid ground. And that leads us to the last few steps. The sixth important step in how to go for your goals and keep moving, even in tough times, is this. Enlist a friend to walk with me. Enlist a friend to walk with me for support and for accountability. You see, trying to accomplish a goal entirely on your own can be lonely, can be overwhelming. Success is never a one-person job. It's always a team. And God has a lot to say in His Word about the benefits of working in a team, about the benefit of accountability, about being mutually accountable and giving mutual support to each other. And if you both share your goals, you help each other out. Accountability helps you make consistent, steady progress in your life. Why am I doing this message? Because a lot of you are just floating. You don't have any goals. But if you get a partner, then you start getting, that's one of the steps to getting back into heading toward what God wants you to do with your life. Ecclesiastes 4:10 says this in the Message in the New Living Translation. It's better to have a partner than to go it alone. You know that with a diet or exercise or anything. It says you get more done working together. And if one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But people are all alone. When they fall, they're in real trouble. That's why you got to have somebody. You don't need 15 people working with you. You just need a partner. You need one person who's committed to you, and you're committed to them. Now we come to the last two, and these are the ones I've been waiting to share with you because they are the deepest points in becoming a man of God or a woman of God. Fulfill the dreams, the goals, the vision that God has for your life and that you have for your life. Number seven, here's the seventh step. Realize that missteps are how we learn. Realize that missteps, when you blow it, when you make a mistake, when you trip up on your path to the goal, that's how you learn. Don't call it a failure. Call it an education. You try something, that didn't work. You try something else, that didn't work. You try something else, that didn't work. And on about the 95th time you try something, it works. Then you go out and teach a seminar, pretend like you knew what you're doing. Don't call it a failure. Call it an experiment. Call it an education. It is through your missteps that you learn what doesn't work. The reality is that we discover what doesn't work and what works by what doesn't work. One of my favorite verses is Proverbs 24:16. Proverbs 24:16 says this, a righteous person may fall seven times. That's called a misstep. A righteous person, even righteous people, even good people screw up, mess up. Even good people stumble, make missteps. I have made thousands of missteps in my life. Proverbs 24:16, a righteous person may fall seven times, but he gets back up. That's resilience. Now, I don't know why, but the older you get, you tend to start losing resilience instead of getting more of it. When you're a child, you have plenty of resilience. You know, when a child starts learning to walk, and that child learns to walk, and the first 50 times, the child stumbles and falls over in a bundle. No child ever thinks to himself, well, maybe walking isn't for me. You know, I've tried 50 times, I'm just going to give up now. No, they just get up and keep going. That is the resilience you need through all of your life. You know, in recovery, we know that relapse is a part of recovery. Okay, it's part of recovery. The missteps are part of the goal, getting to the goal. Now, here's the mistake that a lot of people make, or it's the misunderstanding that a lot of people have. I've talked to people, for instance, they get a vision to start in a business, and they go out, they put a lot of money into it, and they open up a business, and they rent a space, and 6 months later, you know, it just kind of crumbles. And when they fall on the path of reaching their dreams, they think the wrong thing. They think, number one, God has left me. Or number two, God is punishing me. Or number three, the dream was never from God in the first place. The first two are definitely wrong. And the third one is probably wrong about half the time. First two are definitely wrong. Here's the truth. When you have missteps in your life, God is far more interested in what you're becoming than he is in what you're trying to accomplish. You see, you care about the results, the goals in your life. But God cares about your character development. He's more interested in the person you are becoming while you're working on your goal than he is even the goal. No, because of that, he's not going to remove all of the problems and all of the pressures and all of the difficulties that can teach you, even though he's given you the dream. He put that dream in your heart. If he took out all the tough parts, that would defeat his plan for your personal maturity. Every one of us have had major missteps as we've gone after a goal or a dream or a vision, I'm gonna set you free right now with this next verse. Do you know, do you want to know what God thinks about your missteps, all the missteps you've had in your life on the way to your goal? You want to know what God thinks about your missteps? He doesn't. What do you mean? He doesn't think about them. He doesn't worry about your missteps. Listen, he's looking at your long-term growth. This next verse we're going to look at, Job 14, 16, it's going to set many of you free from a lot of past regrets. Job 14, 16, in the Message translation, Job says this, "You, Lord, watch over every step." This is a message on our steps. "You, Lord, watch over every step I take, but you won't keep track of my missteps." Hello, look at that verse. "You, Lord, watch over every step I take, but you won't keep track of my missteps." Are you kidding me? Do you realize what that says? God is keeping count of how many times you've taken a step of faith in your life, how many times you've taken a step in trusting him, but he is not counting all your missteps. Wow, what a God, what a God. Another translation says, "You keep track of all my steps, but you're not adding up all my sins." Why not? Because of the death of Jesus Christ for us on the cross. All of your sins have already been paid for. All of my sins have already been paid for, even the ones I haven't done yet. So God knows that he's keeping track of all of my little steps of faith as I go toward my goals and dreams and vision, what I think God wants me to do with my life. He's noticing every little step of faith. He's paying no attention to my missteps. That's what he says. He said, why? Because it's already been paid for. And there's no double jeopardy. You don't have to pay for something that Jesus paid for. That means you get to go scot-free. Whoa, that's not fair. No, of course it's not fair. It's called grace. Now, the last step in these eight steps to moving ahead, continue to make progress in your life, even when you're going through tough times, even when you're going through a rough patch, the last step is by far, without a doubt, the most overlooked secret in reaching any goal. Becoming the man of God you want to be, becoming the woman of God you want to be. It's overlooked all the time. And here's the eighth step. You ready for it? Write this down. Take a baby step every day. Take a baby step every single day. Take a baby step daily. This is the most important key in accomplishing any goal. It doesn't have to be a big step. It doesn't have to be a flashy step. Doesn't have to be a flamboyant step. Doesn't have to be an impressive step. It just has to be, listen, a step in the right direction. Now, the fact is, goals aren't going to achieve themselves. And even the smallest act makes you one step closer. Even the smallest step is progress. Now, listen to me, friends. Taking action on a daily basis, every day, is the most important step toward your success as a man or a woman in this life. Don't let fear hold you back. Paul is a good example of this. Paul was purpose-driven in his life and in his goal setting. 1 Corinthians 9:26, New Living Translation. Paul says this, "I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step." Circle that. With purpose in every step. Is every step in your life filled with purpose? No, mine neither. Paul says, "I'm not like a boxer who's out there missing his punching. I'm not shadow boxing. I'm not punching in the air. I'm making my punches count. I'm making my steps count. And I am driven by purpose. I run with purpose in every little step." May not be a big step today, but it's a purposeful step. Now, I want to wrap up this message by just sharing with you my heart, because I've thought a lot about this. Because learning to take daily baby steps have been the key to my life. And I want you to learn this. I want to pass this on to you. Your life, listen, your life is never going to change until you start doing some things every day. It's only when you do them daily that your life starts changing. Now, when you haven't been doing anything, a small step is giant progress. And it really doesn't matter how small that daily step is. It could seem minuscule. Nobody even notices but you and God. It doesn't matter how small that step is, moving toward your goal, as long as you take a step and you keep going and you do it in the right direction. I've trained a lot of leaders around the world. And what I've noticed in studying leadership and studying successful people is that success is sometimes launched by a big step of faith. Not always, but sometimes success is launched by a big step of faith, like getting in a U-Haul and moving to California with no money, no members, no building, and having never pastored a church. Sometimes success is launched by a big step of faith, but it is always followed by a lifetime of small steps of faithfulness on a daily basis. How did Saddleback Church grow from 2 people in 1 location to tens of thousands of people on 4 continents? Well, one of the things I learned when I was planting a church in Nagasaki, Japan as a teenager was a word in Japan called Kaizen. Kaizen means continuous progress through small improvements. And we've been doing that at Saddleback for 42 years. Continuous progress from small baby step improvements. I watched a little bit of the Olympics, and I was reminded again that the difference between winners and the also-ran is often a matter of millimeters or microseconds. Friend, you win in the little things. You don't win in the big, giant steps of faith. You win in the small steps of faith taken every single day. Any small step of any size is better than standing still. And some of you have been standing still for a long time. And I've noticed that a lot of people miss out on doing great things because they belittle the idea of doing little things. They won't take little steps because their pride keeps them from beginning. Some of you are getting up toward retirement. You're kind of like me. Let me just say this. You're never too old to take a baby step. You're never too young to take a baby step. Every step and every action in your life adds up. So be purposeful. Be intentional about it. Life is a series of baby steps that add up. So take a small step every single day. You take a small step, and then you just keep on taking it the next day and the next day and the next day. And sometimes, listen, the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. Some of you are going to take a tiny step today, but it's going to change the rest of your life. I don't know what it is. God's going to call some of you into full-time Christian ministry. God's going to call some of you to go after a dream you've had on the shelf for years, maybe even decades. You're going to take the first baby step, and that's going to be the biggest step of your life. Some of you are going to take the baby step of opening your life to Jesus Christ, opening your life to being baptized, opening your life to becoming a part of the Saddleback family, taking class 101, baby steps. But it'll be the biggest change in your life as a result, and you'll mark it from this day. I'm challenging you as somebody who loves you to take a baby step as an act of defiance against fear, and defiance against laziness, and defiance against a culture that wants to keep you down. Now let me tell you, here's what I've discovered. You don't need to know all of the steps to get started. You only need to know the first one. And the rest of them will come, as I said, when God wants to give them to you. Some of you are paralyzed by perfectionism. What you need to start doing is focus on progress, not perfection. Nobody's ever going to be perfect on this planet. Don't focus on perfection. Focus on progress. Just make progress. And don't worry about setbacks. Relapse is part of recovery. Missteps are part of the way we learn what works. We always underestimate the power of a small step taken consistently day after day after day after day. Small steps over a period of time turn into miles of progress. Now, I know some of you think, well, you know, Rick, what I'm thinking about doing, it's just a baby step. And I say, yeah, but it's a step. I want you to listen to me. Get this. The length of your step is not as important as the direction of your step. Some of you are out there trying to do great things for God. Stop it. Just start doing little things for God with great love. The length of your step is not as important as the direction of your step. What matters is not long strides in life, but lifelong steps. And a baby step is Better than no step at all. Let me give you some scriptures. Colossians 3:17 says this, Message paraphrase. Let every detail of your lives, your words, your actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. You know, now after this message, you're going to start seeing how many verses in Scripture actually talk about your steps. Thanking God the Father every step of the way. And look at this next verse, Galatians 5:25 says this, Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep step with the Spirit. God is interested in your steps. Now, here's a verse I want to close with. Job chapter 31, verse 4. Job 31, 4 says this. This changed my life when I understood it. God sees my ways and counts every step I take. God sees my ways and counts every step I take. Did you know God counts every step you take? I want you to write this down. Every step counts because God counts every step. You have no steps in your life that don't matter. Every step counts because God counts every step. That's how much God loves you. Do you hear what I'm saying here? The Bible says that God not only sees every step you take, He counts them. He counts every step in your life. Long before your phone has a step counter, God was counting your daily steps. You know, when I finally realized that is how my Heavenly Father feels about me, honestly, I was overwhelmed. Tears flooded my eyes. God counts all my steps. Why? Why did that touch me so much? Because I'm a father. And when my kids were little in school, I went to all of their track meets when my kids were in school. And my kids all ran races in school. And I watched their steps as they ran their races. But never did I consider counting their steps. I watched their steps as their father, and I loved them. But I never counted their steps. That's how much God cares about the details of your life. As I said, long before there were apps on your phone to count your steps, God was counting them. Now, the ultimate goal, the ultimate reason of work on a goal, working on a goal, whatever your goal is, your God-given goal, dream, objective, whatever is the big thing you've always wanted to do with your life, the ultimate goal of your work on that goal with God is that you realize how much He really, 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 really loves you. What step, baby step, do you need to take this very second? You don't need to take all the steps. Let me remind you, you don't have to take all the steps today. You just need to take the first one. And it doesn't even have to be a big step. It just has to be a step in the right direction. And enough baby steps in the right direction get you miles ahead of where you are today. So let me close with this question again. What step do you need to take this very second? Do you need to take the step of opening your life to Jesus Christ? Say, Jesus Christ, I've known about you, but I've never opened my life to you. And I want you to come in and I surrender my life to you, become the manager of my life. You need to take that step. Have you never been baptized? You need to take that step. Are you not connected to a spiritual family where you've said, this is going to be my spiritual family, where I give and be given to, where I receive, where I share and be shared with, where I make a contribution and I receive a contribution? Whatever your baby step is, doesn't matter how big or how little it is, just make sure it's in the right direction.
That direction reminds me of the verse in James 4:8, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Come near to God and He'll come near to you. Take a baby step every day. Realize missteps are how we learn. Enlist a friend to walk alongside you. Draw a ladder showing each step. And yesterday we learned, write out your goals on a prayer list and pray over them daily. Make your goals visible. Ask God to show you the steps that you need to take and identify barriers. Those four were covered yesterday on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again, or miss yesterday, or the other five parts of this series, Habits That Help You Hold On To During Hard Times by Pastor Rick Warren, are all archived at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends tab. This Friday in the next few weeks, we're going to have special Easter programming during Mark and Friends. So I hope you can tune in and be blessed by these special messages of the season. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.